trying to think what they call it.
Moonshine.
Okay. No, I didn't know if people said that in the city or not. Have you ever heard of anything called splow?
No.
Now, if you came in and something was cooking and it made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd say to somebody, just...
It smells good.
Okay, and if you wanted them to smell it, you'd say...
Smell.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and smell... Mm-hmm. Would you say smell of it or smell it, probably?
Mm-hmm. I think... Well, most people say smell it, mm-hmm. but smell of it, well, I believe smell it would be better than smell. Well, I believe you could use both the terms.
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering which would sound the most natural to you.
What do you think would be the best?
I'd say just smell of it, but then I say at home, too. I mean, I'm always putting, I put in those extra things. You probably might not.
I would just say, well, smell it, Mary.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, that would be the natural way you'd say it, you'd say to me. Okay, the stuff that is made from sorghum?
Syrup.
Yeah, okay, how about the kind that is made from cane, thick stuff?
Molasses.
Now, which would be, which is thicker?
Molasses is thicker than syrup.
Now, if something's not imitation, like, for example, a leather belt would have stamped, if it's not imitation, it would have stamped on it genuine. If something is sold, like if you buy it in a big quantity, you'd say you're buying it in, this is kind of tricky. I don't think I'd know this one. I'll just say it and get you to say it for me. Buying it in bulk. Do you know that expression?
Bulk.
You know that expression? Mm-hmm. Now, like if you have toast in the morning, you might, some sweet stuff you might spread on it.
Jelly.
Mm-hmm. And what would you have on your table to season your food with?
Salt and pepper.
If there was a bowl of apples on the table, a little child might want one of them, might point to say, point up to the bowl of apples and say,
apple.
Or
say, you may have one.
Okay, he might say, give me
one.
Okay. Now, talking about some boys, you'd say, now, it wasn't these boys that did it. It must have been one of
those.
Okay. I started to ask you the over yonder question. We already did that. You might say, now, don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
If somebody had like a lot of fruit trees together, you'd call that a
orchard.
Now, inside of a cherry, the part that you don't eat would be called
the core.
Okay. How about even inside the, okay, on a cherry, the part that you would plant if you wanted to?
Seed.
Seed. How about inside of a peach, the part you don't eat?
Seed.
Seed. You use seed in both of those things. The kind of peach that the flesh is tight against the seed would be that it doesn't separate very easily.
I think they call them plum peaches.
Okay. And how about, that's right, how about the kind that does?
I think they call them apertures.
Okay.
Maybe some people have a different name.
Well, there's lots of them. Have you ever heard, there's freestone and clear seed and clear stone and slip seed.
I bet Mother's heard all of them.
She's probably, yeah, she's probably heard all of them. Inside of an apple, no, that's not, it's not really inside. When you eat an apple, the part you throw away.
That's the core.
Right. When you have dried apples or something, you if you cut up some apples and you dry them, you say you're making
a pie, a cobbler.
All right. And do you, have you ever heard the word, talking about dried pieces of apple, have you ever heard the word snit?
No.
I haven't found anybody yet who has, but somebody.